With just under a year until the next state Senate primary election, a Washtenaw County commissioner is announcing her intention to run for the 18th district seat. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is that candidate, Michelle Dietrich, currently vice chair of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us about your decision.
You know, I have been fighting a lot of battles at the county level for safe water and clean air, for better jobs, more affordable housing, for a more inclusive government that will serve all of the people, better health care access. And I want to take that fight to Lansing, which is where many of these issues are actually rooted and where I will be more effective in fighting for the families of Washtenaw County. I'm going to be a strong, progressive woman's voice, and we need more women's voices in our state Senate. There are only 4 women out of 38 state senators. There is only 1 Democratic woman out of 11 Democrats in the state Senate. So many of the issues that are being looked at right now are extremely important to women, and we need to have authentic voices rooted in that experience.
Rebecca Warren currently holds that seat, but she is being term limited out. Now you're running as a Democrat?
I am running as a Democrat.
Well, I just noticed that your event was being hosted by the progressives, and you are a big Bernie Sanders supporter as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, the progressives at the University of Michigan is a wonderful student movement that grew out of the Bernie Sanders movement at the University of Michigan. They work on events hand-in-hand with other groups, including the College Democrats at the University of Michigan, and there's overlap in membership. I think it's terrific that we have, you know, organizations for all of the students to get politically active and involved where they're comfortable and can do great work.
And we've also heard that Anuja Rajendra is also going to be running for state Senate as a Democrat as well. What's your take on that?
You know, I welcome, absolutely welcome everyone who wants to get into this race. There are so many important issues facing our country and our state, and I think that the richness of the dialogue will only be greater with more people, more perspectives, more voices in this race.
You define yourself as a community activist. How will that play into your candidacy for the 18th state Senate district seat?
I like that question. You know, I intend to be an activist state senator just as I am an activist county commissioner. What I've found as a county commissioner is that I am able to help amplify the voices of the people in the community who are doing the real work, the real hard activism, fighting unjust environmental and economic and racial issues year after year. I can help them get the media attention. I can help them get to the right people within government to get their concerns and voices heard and met. That has been deeply fulfilling, and I think is part of what makes my candidacy unique.
And how does this impact your spot as a Washtenaw County Commissioner? You get to stay on the board until the primary. What happens next?
Yes, I have a 2-year term, which ends in November of 2017, and December of 2017. I will stay on the board, but then I will not be running for another term. Instead, I will be supporting the next person who wants to run as a Democrat and doing my best to make a really successful transition.
Michelle Dietrich announcing that she plans to run for the 18th District State Senate seat. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much, Lisa.